Hello everyone, welcome to today's Morning English. This is Tiffany.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。Good morning.
Hey Winter, what happens when you don't understand something and how to go about seeking clarity on what you just heard?
Yeah, that's a great question. 那英语学习者在对话的时候啊，一个常出现的问题就是没有听清。或者是没有听懂对方的话，那这个时候我们应该怎么样来措辞，然后来跟对方 confirm 他说的意思呢？把这个意思了解清楚呢？
Exactly. So that is why we should talk about the three phrases on how to paraphrase and ask for clarity.
是的，我们今天要教给大家三个非常实用的句型，就是当你没听清的时候，怎么样复述对方的话，然后把对方的意思弄清楚。那欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So I think we should explain quickly what paraphrasing is or why it's important.
Not just for second language learners, but natives as well do this too, right?
Right.
那其实不只是这个、英文学习者，母语者一样要知道怎么样 paraphrase.
Yeah.Paraphrasing is just repeating the idea that was explained to you again in your own words.
Right. Paraphrase. P-A-R-A-P-H-R-A-S-E. 这个词的意思其实就是复述，就是用你自己的话把你刚才听到的或者是学到的内容说出来。那这是一个非常重要的能力。
Like, it's important to understand what is being said to you before you respond.
Exactly. 那如果是因为对方说话太快，导致你没有听懂，那这个时候我们是可以直接告诉对方的，对吧？就是，哎，你讲得太快了。
Yes, sometimes I get told that and it doesn't offend me at all. Like, I don't think anyone would be offended if told that. Another thing is just to be honest about someone speaking too fast orToo softly or too quietly.
是的，那像 Tiff 就是讲话比较快的了，你就可以直接告诉他，哎 ，Tiffany， 你讲得太快了，我没听懂啊。
There could be so many reasons why you don't understand something. Like, all you need to do is paraphrase, and we have some phrases to help you out a little bit.
Yeah, so let's just hop into our first phrase.
So the first phrase is going to be, so.What you're saying is...
Oh, yeah. 我们今天的第一个句式叫做 So, what you're saying is... 巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉。后面呢其实就是加上你复述的对方的内容。那所以、这句话的意思就是所以你的意思是巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉 right?
Right.
A lot of the time, I will paraphrase and ask my boss, So, what you're saying is...I need to have these papers in by Friday.
Yes, and I feel like in school or in the workplace, it's important to know how to paraphrase. It lets the listener know that you're trying to listen or you're trying to understand better. Another example is when someone gives you instructions to like cook.
Yeah, you would say after they give you the instructions, like, So what you're saying is, I need to add the butter first, and then the sugar and flavor.
Exactly, that's exactly great.、
Mm-hmm. okay, 所以就是 So what you're saying is, 后面加上
巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉
Right. 好，我们下一个要说的句型、similar, 叫做 Do you mean 巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉
Exactly.Let's say that you ordered a pair of pants and the store says that they're going to take a little longer to get your delivery out. How could you paraphrase it?
那 Tiff 说的这种情况就是比方说、我在网上买的东西对方一直没有发货。那你询问的时候他就说嗯还要再等等。那再等等是什么意思呢那你就可以问对方说 You could say, Do you mean I won't be getting my pants?This week? 你的意思是我这周还不能拿到我的裤子吗?
Yeah, since they told you that it was going to take longer, you are now paraphrasing and asking for clarity if you should expect your pants later than the expected time.
Do you mean? 然后后面呢紧接着就是其实把你理解的对方的意思复述一遍来跟对方确认他是这个意思。
Yes, another thing to keep in mind when using these phrases is which words you choose to stress.
Can you give us an example?
Sure, still using the example, do you mean I won't be getting my pants this week? So example one would be, do you mean I won't be getting my pants this week? See, stress the.
Okay,
yeah.
所以就是把这个重音放在了 these, right?
Right.
If you stress the word this,then the other person will know that you're concerned and that you're seeking more clarity about this one. It makes the sentence more impactful.
Yeah, and then for another example, like with no stress at all, it's just, do you mean I won't be getting my pants this week? See, it sounds different. Like the first one's probably more impactful and more, fluid, like a native speaker would stress their words.
Ah, there's no stress, but you still get your point across.
Yeah.
那如果是你完全没有重音的话，说这句话也没有错，也还是这个意思，只是说not that native, 就是没有那么地道，听起来。
Yes, it just makes you sound more native when you stress words. It's something you learn over time. Just something for our listeners to keep in mind.
Do you mean that it takes time to learn the things?
Yeah.
对 stress 嘛对吧 OK, our third and final phrase is So, blah blah blah.
This is a phrase that lets you paraphrase and just ask straight out if you're understanding this correctly or not.
比如说 So you can get feedback if you understood everything correctly. Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah. 那我们再说另外一个例子好了。Another example is when you're at work and someone tells you that they have a doctor's appointment on Monday. 比方说好了，我上班的时候 ，Tiffany 突然跟我说 ，Winter， 我周一要去看医生。
Exactly. You will probably ask, so you won't be coming in the morning, is that right?
Ah, you stressed the morning because you probably are looking for clarity on the time of day the doctor's appointment will be, and if they're going to be gone the whole day.
Yeah, exactly. And another example is if you asked me to get you coffee, but you didn't want sugar in your coffee. So I could say, so you don't want sugar, is that right?
Ah, so you don't want sugar.Is that right?
Yeah.
就哦，你说你不想要糖，对吗
？Right.
Right. Which means you just want to double check.
Exactly. Just double check.
You understand her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's important to keep these phrases in your back pocket as you journey through learning English.
Also, remember stressing important words will help you sound better and more clear.
Exactly. Well, that's all the time we have today.
是的，今天啊，我们其实就跟大家聊了三个非常重要的句型，就是你怎么样在平常的对话里面能够把英文说得更加的地道，而且能够确认你理解对了对方说话的意思。那今天这期节目的笔记呢，也都整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you for listening to today's Morning English. This is Tiffany.
This is Winter. See you next episode.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。